Good afternoon. It is 4 o'clock. As y'all know, I like to start on time. My name is Catherine Kostelnik. First, I'd like the other commission members to introduce themselves, starting with Chloe.
Kim Campbell.
Austin Rojas.
Randy Tate.
Thank you very much. We have an agenda before us, and our first order of business is to adopt the agenda as presented. Do I hear a motion?
Kim Campbell, I motion that we approve the agenda as adopt the agenda as shown.
Austin, I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. Okay. The next order of business is the approval of the May minutes. Everyone has had an opportunity to review the May minutes. Do I hear a motion to adopt the May minutes?
Austin Rojas, I'll make a motion to adopt the minutes as presented.
Randy Tate, I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. Okay, our regular agenda. We have two items that have been continued from the last meeting that are not going to be worked on today. That is the petition of Joyce Bersani and the petition of George Ant Wiley. So for we will potentially see those at a future meeting. Okay, so for our regular agenda, we have a petition of Skylar Benson, which is a mural on Haversham Street. So staff, we have a presentation about that. Thank you, Jody. Good to see you.
Good afternoon, Jody Brown presenting for 2512 Haversham Street. The applicant is proposing to paint a mural of vines and flowers on the north and west facades of the building at 2512. The property is located on the northeast corner of Haversham and 42nd Streets in the Southville Ward. It's a two-story painted brick building that was constructed in 1930. It features a double-height porch with a balcony at the second floor that stands proud of the front facade. The main entrance and access to the balcony are centered on the original portion of the front facade. Post-1973, a large two-story addition that replicates pretty well the 1930s building was constructed on the south side. The property, and because of that, the property is listed as a non-contributor to the Streetcar Historic District. To give a little bit of background, the mural, as I noted, is located on the north and west facades of the building. There are no other murals in the immediate surrounding area. The proposed project location is not located on a busy intersection, and the mural is pretty innocuous. The proposed mural will be visible from the public right away, and it is predominantly in a commercial and residential corridor with signage for various entities, so the mural actually would not be out of place. The mural was completed by Sky Benson, who has completed several murals around Savannah. A mural by this artist was also approved late last year, earlier this year, for another non-contributing property along Haversham. To give you a feel for some of the items, this is the building on Haversham. You can see he did a mock-up of the vines and the flowers. Here is the original portion, and then this is the non-contributing one. It's already a painted surface. And then he provided some examples of other murals that he's done around town. Although, actually, he didn't provide his most recent one, which is on Haversham. Slacker. And then with all of this information, where did my thing go? I'm recommending somewhere in this incredibly long and slightly repetitive staff report. At the end, there I am. I'm recommending approval to request the install of the mural on the building located at 2512 Habersham Street as requested, because the proposed project meets the standards and the master planning guidelines for markers, monuments, and public art. I'm happy to answer any questions, and the applicant, as I mentioned, is also here to answer questions.
Does anyone have any questions for Jody?
I do. Randy Tate here. Who owns the building? Is it a apartment complex?
It is a entity that owns it that is trying to make it into a hotel, and that's going through that process right now. I guess it's a little bit contentious because they don't want a hotel and they had to reduce the numbers, but that's a little bit of hearsay. Yeah, so they're the ones who hired him to paint it, the people who own that building.
Thank you.
Jody, so the this is Catherine Kostelnik. So the building is currently empty?
As I understand it, is empty.
It's under construction. It's being, like, currently, I guess they're making it into a hotel. Regardless okay. of how many rooms they end up being allowed to have or not, it's still going to be a hotel. That's just, again, that's just what I heard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that all for staff? Okay. Could the petitioner step forward, please? Go ahead, Austin. I'm sorry.
This might be a question that nobody in this room knows an answer to. Do we know what the potential name for that hotel is?
I do not know what the potential name of that is.
Okay.
The Ivy.
The reason I ask is it does make me wonder whether it is a sign and not a mural. I know that
logo is not the lettering on it. It's a flourish.
Can you hold on, please?
I mean,
first, can you stop
for a moment? Hi, this is Skylar Benson, muralist proposing
sir,
a mural here.
Can you stop for a moment?
Yes, ma'am.
Please introduce yourself.
Skylar Benson, muralist.
Okay. Go ahead, Austin.
Yeah, no, I just, was wondering about, then it's coming closer to it being a sign, like an advertising for the business, which I think just has different procedures to it is all.
I would have to disagree. But I mean, we could pull up the ordinance and like how that would have to be. Like a logo and a word that is associated with it. And there wouldn't be any logos or words or anything having to do with the actual branding, except that the flowers I chose happen to be ivy, that it may be called an ivy. So I mean,
you're the artist.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So you've been hired by
the owner of the building.
The owner of the building who is not present. Okay. So the owner is not here. Okay.
Right.
Any questions of the artist?
Good distinction.
Sorry, Jody Brown again. So if there is concerns about it being a sign, we would have to get the opinion of John Agnost on this. We didn't email him for this or anything like that, but we can go and do that as necessary.
Thank you. Any other questions for the artist? When I was reading through the proposal about the kind of paint she used and all of that. All that's squared away and I didn't see any problems with any of the materials that you had intended to use. And you did provide some examples of other murals that you've done and we appreciate that. Other questions for the artist or comments for the artist? Thank you.
This is Kim Campbell. I was just going to say, Mr. Benson, I appreciate the thoroughness of your application and answering all of our questions beforehand.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. We have Ms. Woods is here today and would like to speak on the issue of the petition for the mural on Habersham Street. Just state your name for the record and go ahead.
Artist Wood. I want to ask, number one, was the Neighborhood Association or the immediate neighbors okay with this? Did they check on that?
That's a question that we would ask. You're here to
I'll ask you then. Okay. Sorry.
So you have something to say about the mural itself.
I do.
Okay.
But that one question is, I think, relevant as to, I believe it's required on murals to get neighborhood agreement. I just wondered if that had been done.
So that's not something I can answer. That would be a question that we would ask staff. But do you have an opinion about the mural?
Got it. It might relate to the sign ordinance if I'm not. I want to speak to that only in that there is an ordinance with regard to signage that includes size. And I think it's much larger than a sign. In fact, the one only three blocks away, there was a statement that there's nothing near it. There's one three blocks away that's larger than a big billboard that's on the facade. So I think that might be one thing to be concerned about as well when you look at murals. Okay, to use art on our street drains to remind us to keep them free of debris is probably all right in some places. However, we must be aware of the cumulative effect of installing bright, colorful images in our city. By definition, we cannot not see art in public spaces, which should not compete with or diminish the character of architecture in our city. The recently installed mural, as I mentioned, just a few blocks away, is very, very large. Further, all SCAD buses are covered with mural wraps, and CAT is now proposing that we have ads all over their buses and bus shelters as well. Once such things are installed, they will no doubt rapidly spread and become permanent. Please take note, everyone who cares about the visual spaces of our home. I fear that the unique, quiet beauty of our architecture and urban forests will soon succumb to a mismatch of shapes and colors in the name of art being somewhat cool. Recently, I sat next to a gentleman as we were flying back to Savannah. Said he, "It's always a pleasure to get back here." When I asked why, his response was, "There's a calm about Savannah that I don't feel in other places." I submit that it is because we are unique in not keeping up with the latest trends of any place USA. That we have yet to supplant the lines of our architecture with images in bold colors, that we haven't yet installed little digital billboards on our sidewalks or in our bus shelters. But things like this are coming, and the faster they come, the more they want to come. It's kind of like they don't come fast enough to make you think, whoops, not sure about that, like the frog in the water, which doesn't heat up very fast, and he doesn't jump out. So let's stay unique by especially in our 15 historic neighborhoods, letting the buildings and the trees remain as a definition of our character. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Woods. I believe that we might have some questions for staff. Do we have questions for staff?
This is Randy Tate. I would like the Ms. Woods' question answered. Was the Habersham Neighborhood Association informed?
I will defer to the applicant for that.
And he is nodding his head.
The Streetheart Historic Society did email with support for this mural.
Thank you.
And Jody has something, a support letter that didn't make it to the agenda, but she's printing it out to bring over for y'all to look at. Sometimes some things come in later, but that way you can at least still acknowledge that it was done.
Austin, did you?
Just looking back again, it says that. So in the application, it says that Jody had said and agreed that it was not a sign. And that's correct. I just want to be sure.
Yeah.
What happened? I was just looking to see if there's someone that says it's not a sign in here.
It's at the very, very bottom of the very last page of the application packet.
That was a discussion that we had. We did not actually get a formal opinion from John Agnost about it, because it it's not advertising the hotel. It didn't have any words or signage or anything like that.
And from my understanding, right, there's no logo for the hotel. So it's not a logo because there isn't one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
My apologies. I apparently forgot to attach. We did receive one public comment, and I'll pass this around from you. It's pretty short, from Linda Van Appeldorn. The Thomas Square neighborhood loves having art on display in our community. The TSNA board of directors welcomes the mural being proposed by Skylar Benson for the property at 2512 Habersham Street. We look forward to seeing his completed work. And it is signed as president of the TSNA. So I'll pass this around for you. And again, my apologies.
Thank you, Jody, for that clarification.
And good pronunciation on the last name. You got it right.
Yeah. Is there anyone online that we have to speak to this project?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. We're passing around the email. All right, commission members.
This is Kim Campbell. Just a couple comments. First, I see absolutely nothing that would make this a sign. You couldn't look at it in the application and tell what was going to be there. So it can't be a sign, right? This clearly falls under the mural purview. I don't think there's any reason that we need a zoning approval or zoning letter to approve this today. If we could look at it and tell what it was going to be, I think then we're getting into where does art become a signage, right? But if we can't tell, then we can't tell. So first that. I think second, hearing support from the Thomas Square Neighborhood Association meets our requirement for hearing from the neighborhood. And public comment, Ms. Wood, we thank you for being here today. Specifically, our guidelines call for us to look at the comment from the neighborhood in question and residents in question there. So because we have support from Thomas Square Neighborhood, I see no reason not to support this. We also don't have to have their explicit reports since this is a commercial corridor, but it's great that we do have it there. So I see absolutely no reason to go ahead and approve this. I think Mr. Mitson did very quick work on the one further down Habersham, and it would be great to see another piece there and see further revitalization down that corridor.
Anyone else? If not, do I have a motion from someone on the commission?
Kim Campbell, I motion to approve the petition as submitted.
Do I have a second?
Austin Rojas, I'll second.
Let's have a vote. Say your name and then give us your vote. Randy?
Randy Tate, aye.
Austin Rojas, aye.
Kim Campbell, aye.
Louie Kavner, aye.
Motion is approved. Thank you. Okay. Is the approved staff reviews is on the agenda?
We don't have anything else on the agenda for today.
Okay.
And I am not sure if we got any applications, so we'll confirm. Yeah. We'll let everybody know via email and public announcement if there's not one.
So we may or may not have a meeting for July is what you're saying. And so the petitions that we continued, you don't believe they're coming up in July?
We will need to confirm because they still need to meet within the deadlines. You know, they could get continued at one meeting. They have another week at that meeting. But since they didn't get physically continued at this meeting with their project, they would still need to follow the guidelines of when to apply by.
Okay.
So I believe the other mural was coming back potentially in August. And I don't know if we've heard about the bench. In theory, they may, but that's a pretty quick turnaround that she's going to have to let us know. So,
okay. If there's no other business or comments, we're adjourned. Thank you so much, everybody, for coming. We appreciate your input, Ms. Woods.
Thank you.